You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. And in this episode, we're going to cover how do you execute your marketing with the least amount of mistakes. And this is especially critical for if you're launching a new product or you do any type of event-based marketing, which honestly, all marketing is event-based marketing. But there are so many considerations to take into account. It's so easy to have multiple missteps in your marketing without even realizing it until after it's already live. I don't know about you, but I've always been one of my metrics of success in marketing is how many emails do I get from people telling me, hey, this link is not working. This is the wrong image. Hey, I clicked here and I don't think it's taking me to the right place. Right. As those emails, I used to get so frustrated with those emails like, oh, mistake. God, I just can't get it right. You know, and now I find a bit of pride in it because for one, every time it happens, it's somebody in my circle of influence that's looking out for my best interest. And two, it's a reminder. It's a reminder that we're human and how many considerations, right? Just how many things that you have to take into account to execute marketing. So my skin is a lot thicker now, and I appreciate those emails in a different capacity, and the emails have lessened. So I think that's the ultimate metric for me is how many email reminders or how many, hey, look out for this, do I get after a launch? And if you want to minimize that number, if you want to amplify the impact of your marketing and minimize the mistakes. This today's episode is for you, and you're going to really enjoy it. Before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, please make sure you subscribe and share. You can find the show in all main podcasting outlets, primarily Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Comes standard on all of your phone devices if you're running Android or Apple, which is like over 80% of the world. So when you do subscribe to the podcast, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. It will be greatly appreciated. And I just want to say, out of our launch, we have over 30 reviews in an immeasurable amount of ratings, 5-star ratings. I want to thank each and every one of you for that. I am greatly appreciative of you taking the time to provide honest feedback and your ears for about 30 minutes to listen to me. And I promise I will keep delivering. I will not in any capacity stop delivering the value. And in fact, it's going to increase. And that brings me to today's topic when we talk about increased value, because it's all about if we're going to make less mistakes in marketing, if we want to be looked upon as the marketing juggernauts in our industries, which there's no reason why you should not, we first need to understand where mistakes in marketing come from. Okay, that's the first step. In my experience, there are two main areas and one underlying theme that accounts for the lion's share of mistakes in marketing. You know, there's some outliers in there, but these two main areas in this underlying theme has reared its ugly head many times over and over again. And I see people make this mistake just time and time again. So I wanted to highlight them. I wanted to highlight them so that you're aware of it and that you can make efforts to never make these mistakes. All right. The first is just not knowing how to market. Let me let somebody off the hook and say, not everybody can market. It's just what it is. And here's the reason why. Marketing is heavily reliant on building relationships. And if I could be brutally honest, it's my podcast, so I will. some people are just really bad at building relationships. Do you have that person? Can you think of that individual that is just like, man, that was an awkward conversation? Right. You walk in the room and you're like, oh, so-and-so is here. Let's get ready. There are some people that are just awkward when it comes to building relationships. On the flip side, there are some people that you meet and you're like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Let me introduce you to so-and-so. Maybe you're at home and your spouse is like, hey, let's go somewhere. And you're like, who's going to be there? And they mention a name. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll go. Yeah, definitely. Right. The difference in building relationships personally will show up professionally. And this is one of the reasons why marketing is so difficult for some people, because they just naturally and personally do not do well with establishing relationships. Thank God for being able to hire help. Right. But this goes into knowing how to market. So if you know how to market, you understand the power and importance of relationship building. And it's more than just relationship building. It's strategic, intentional relationship building. That's where we start to see a difference from the personal side to the professional side. On the personal side, I'm connecting. You know, I'm building relationships based on value, time. You know, I want to be fulfilled with who I spend my time with or whatnot. But when we migrate over into the professional, it's very much strategic and intentional. And a lot of people struggle with that. So this is where I'll say people who have a big heart end up struggling with marketing, because they take that same personal relationship building side and they're hesitant to add the strategic intention, because in their mind it feels disingenuous. I don't want to ask for the sale because I don't want to come off too pushy, or I don't want to mention this because right now we're really cool and I don't want them to feel like this is all, I'm all salesy and stuff. Right. How many of you have heard that from somebody as marketing consultants? I know you hear it all the time. As entrepreneurs, you're probably saying it to yourself all the time. But this goes into knowing how to market. So if I'm saying anything, these are just indicators that there's some growth in marketing and sales, honestly, that you need to take place, that needs to take place for you. And here's the thing, when we look at marketing, and again, we're talking about not knowing how to market. So I'm just kind of explaining what marketing is so you can have some tutelage on how to get better, honestly. And you can't shy away from the reality that marketing is complex, and it's complex because it's living. I'm not lying. Marketing is a living entity that requires life within it. What is the life within marketing? People, right? And since it requires people, and people are always changing, trends, interests, marketing is always changing. That's why a savvy marketer, because they understand how complex marketing is, once they find something that's working, a savvy marketer will not be easily pulled away from what's working to go experiment and get creative in somewhere else, because they understand the work to identify what's working in this living entity. Right. So it changes so often. And depending on your industry, it could be changing daily. That means the strategies that you're using today within 30 days could be outdated. For some of you, that's overwhelming, because a lot of you just want to get something up and just like it works forever. Right. Others of you, that's exciting. You're like, oh, new challenge. Yes. Bring it on. Right. So the goal, of course, is to couple the person who that dynamic is overwhelming to with the person who that's exciting for. And when you have that dynamic, that's when you really start seeing growth in marketing. So what I will say here is that if you are not the one that is the best marketer for your business, which again, if this is a pressure that you've been putting on yourself, you need to find somebody who can be. Right. Stick to your strengths. I am telling you, there are some CEOs. I have a lot of CEO friends, and some of them should never When I say never, I literally mean if they reached out to put on the marketing hat, I will slap their hand. Stop it. Stop it. Put that down. Treat them like a child because they don't need to. And if the CEO surrounds themselves by yes men, the yes or the yes people, I should say, the yes people will let them wear that hat and then listen to them. What? Crazy. Seen it. I've experienced it firsthand. It's terrible. And let me say this. Marketing, and this is my last point because I want to move on to point number two, which is really the meat and potatoes of today's episode. Marketing can only be learned over time. Okay? It can't be taught. I know that may be tough for some of you studying marketing and you're degreed in it and you've wrote dissertations and done market research and everything and you really understand it at a theoretical level. But marketing can only be learned through experience. And the experience that I'm talking about is execution. Now, let me say this. Some of you will always be at maybe a more strategic theoretical layer in marketing. So you don't have to have the chops to execute on the marketing. But for the most part, if you're executing marketing in any capacity, you're not going to read a book. You're not going to get a degree. Your degree is going to come from the streets of marketing. Okay. And that only comes over time. And I'm saying that as a product of marketing, because that at Lead Pages, that's what the VP of marketing told me there. He said, "Hey, Chris, you know, marketing is not something that I could just teach you." Cause I was like, "Teach me your ways. Just show me everything. Hurry up." This is the young Chris. And he said, "You know, it has to be caught. You just have to be around it. And then it becomes you." And it's true. So that's the first reason why we make mistakes in marketing is because we just don't know how to market. We have the wrong person doing our marketing, you know, including yourself. You could be the wrong person doing your marketing. But the next and again, the biggest piece is not planning your marketing. I'm going to park here. So we've been kind of cruising in this episode. I've pulled over and I have put the vehicle in park. We're going to sit here for the majority of the time now. OK, because when we talk about planning, here's the problem. Today, and I mentioned this in the previous episode with the state of marketing automation, state of small business automation. Today, it is too easy to go from idea to execution. In fact, it's so easy. Planning is not even involved. It's just jumped over. Oh, I have an idea. How do I get this built? I lie to you not. I just got a message from somebody close to me and say, "Hey, look, I have this idea for this event. How do I get a page up?" Idea to implementation. And I need it like yesterday. But you skipped the whole planning. What does the planning do in that essence? What was my response? "Hey, well, tell me about this event. And do you have the details? Is the copy written somewhere?" Right? Because that's the planning part. I can't build a page without copy, right? I can't have a designer or a developer say, "Hey, can you build this page?" What they're going to do is they'll build a page with a lot of lorem ipsum and placeholder text, right? So now that we can go from planning to implementation so easily, I mean, from idea to implementation so quickly, we're skipping over planning, right? And yet, planning is more important than the implementation itself. No joke, right? I think it was, I'm going to butcher this. And here's the thing. I'm recording these so I can pause this and look it up, but I like to just go live. I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, if I had to chop down a tree, I would spend 80% of my time sharpening my axe. Planning. I think the other quote is those who fail to plan to fail. Again, the ease of execution could be your friend or your enemy. And for many of you, it's your enemy in terms of marketing. OK, so how do you plan out your marketing for effective implementation? That's how you this. How do I do that? How do I plan in a way where when it is being implemented, the mistakes are minimal to none? One word, documentation. Documentation in marketing is your insurance of execution. So if you want to ensure that what is being implemented, let me just say implementation is it's implementation insurance. There we go. We found it, everybody. Documentation is implementation insurance. It is the only way that you're going to get high quality implementation at a high speed and high effectiveness is documentation. And documentation exists on multiple levels in marketing. There's three, everybody. There's three levels. One is process and procedures. These are your SOPs, or maybe you've got Google Docs or something like that. These are just a list of what needs to be done. And then you need visual mapping. This is the big piece. I am the champion of this message right here. Your marketing needs to be made visible. Why? Because marketing is invisible. And when I say marketing is invisible, that means when I plan, I say, you know what? I need to capture leads. Who sees that? Nobody sees that until I create a landing page. And it is the landing page that makes it visible. Oh, I see what he's doing. He's getting my email before he sends me to the webinar. Oh, I get it. Right? But that type of visibility is on the back end. That's the final product. What about making it visible before it's visible to the public? How do you make your marketing visible to yourself? I am telling you without a shadow of a doubt, 95%. I'm creating this number right now. I think it's higher. 95% of the people of marketers have never seen their marketing ever. They've seen the result of it. They've seen the landing pages, the sales pages, the email copy, but they've never seen the process and procedures of their marketing made visible and easy to follow. And I will tell you, this is where all the problems are solved. If you want to make less mistakes in your marketing, you better start mapping it out. That's it. You have to map out your marketing in order to make it visible before you implement, because a lot of times your implementation is taking place in the tool. Let us never, as listeners to this podcast, let us never have all of our intellectual property exist in a tool. And the primary tool that I see people putting all of their IP in is a CRM. They go from idea and then they just start building out the automations. They start building out custom fields. They start putting all the emails in there. And in the day and age, in the event that that platform goes down, all of their IP is gone. In the event that they need to migrate from one platform to the next, they're stuck. I saw this. I saw this dynamic more so at Infusionsoft than at ActiveCampaign, but it's like everything was in Infusionsoft. How do I get it out? It didn't exist anywhere else. And what was tough is I've got really good friends in the migration team at ActiveCampaign. And I would often talk to them and just hear their stories. How's it going? What are you looking at? And it's very hard to translate from one tool to the next because tools are not built to plug and play with one another. That's why Zapier is so important, right? Because it handles that API integration for you. So now the migration team is sitting back scratching their head like, what are they trying to do and how would you do it in our platform? Where if you had a map first of, hey, these are all the processes, these are the steps, this is the branching, everything, right? Now that expert of the next tool can figure out how to implement it, right? I should have put a disclaimer. Today's topic is not for the faint at heart. If you're new to marketing, you're just like, look, I'm just want to get a landing page up. I get it. Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. You do that. Okay. You can pause now. Go do that. In a few months, when you realize you're losing money, you're not making as much as you need to, you're frustrated, resume listening to this. But for those of you who are ready to really do marketing the right way, you want to do automation the right way, I should say, you've got to get to mapping out your marketing before you implement it. It instructs your implementation. It guides it. It is how you get good, high quality implementation for a lower cost. is being very clear at what needs to be implemented, and it should be tool agnostic. When I create maps, I do not create maps specific to a tool at all. Because again, I'm not thinking of the tool. I'm thinking of the process. Forget a tool right now. What is the process? Let me make my process visible. And I tell you, I just had a launch with a company that I'm working with, and we took about a month or two to plan and map out everything. To somebody else, it would look like, hey, what are you guys doing? But when it came time to launch everybody, when I say minimal to no mistakes, the only mistake I may have found, it was minor. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something so minor that it wouldn't have even impacted the end user. And it was a big application, everybody. This was not a small, hey, send out an email when this happens. This was sending out a series of emails in a certain sequence, suppressing certain emails from going out, scoring. Like, this was an advanced system. But guess what? I took time to create the maps. And you know what happened? The implementer was empowered, not overwhelmed, not frustrated. They began to do just the basic things. Like, okay, do this, do that. Before you know it, they had built a system and didn't even realize it. So what do you think that does to the person on your team, where you can deliver them clearly mapped out instructions that they can follow, easily implement? They're going to feel encouraged. They're going to be at the top of their game, and you're going to get a great product at the end. Right? So when it comes to the levels of documentation, we talked about process and procedures. I just talked about visual mapping, and the last is execution. That's the other level of documentation, is the execution. And this is usually in the project management software. You know, some people who use Trello, checklists in Asana, Airtable, grouped custom fields, single select, right? That execution now exists in a platform that you can manage it. So you can see, where are we at? I've seen people sell checklists, like launch checklists. Hey, if you're launching a new product, here's my Trello board with all of my checklists and steps and stages. Just so you know, that's at the execution level. Before that, you need some mapping. You can't just buy that off the shelf and say, okay, execute this. You're trying to buy a strategy, everybody. That is what I'm trying to prevent you from doing. You don't buy a strategy, you develop it. And it's developed over time. So stop it. Stop listening to anybody who's telling you, there, use my strategy, it works, just plug and play. No, there's too many considerations. And if you don't have your marketing mapped out, you should not, I repeat, you should not be hiring anybody, paying them thousands and thousands of dollars. And honestly, you should not be buying technology. This is a perfect world scenario. I get it. Some of you, you know, you just need something up and, you know, hey, I'll revise it later. I get the whole shoot. What is it? Shoot, aim. What is it? I forgot it. Anyways, but it's something along the line where it's like you shoot first, then you aim later. You know, it's like, just go do the correction later. You know, ship. That's the society that we're in. Right. Which brings us to the underlying theme. Remember, I told you there's two main areas and one underlying theme. The underlying theme is speed. Moving too fast. Got to ship. Why is it not out? Hurry up. How can we get it out yesterday? Go. And let me tell you, speed without a strategic plan will always lead you somewhere undesirable. Okay. It will not take you to success. Speed without a strategic plan will not produce success. It just won't. If you want to move fast, You need to have a strategic plan. And here's what I'll say. If you want to move fast, get better at planning faster. Planning faster and more effective. Get better at that because your implementation is a product of your plan. And don't be fooled. You can implement without a plan and it would look good for a time. But soon you're going to realize, hold on, let's scale back. We need a plan. What does that look like? You have tags all over the place. No naming convention, no order. You've got things in all your applications just named a certain way. Whenever you're trying to find one thing, it takes 10 minutes. You're in your Google Drive trying to figure out what was that. You're looking through emails. Emails don't have the right subject lines, so you don't know which one because it's a threaded email of 38 and you don't know which message of the 38 it was. You're just all over the place. And over time, you just keep executing. And it's just a mess being made. Whereas if you take the time and plan first, time is on your side. Over time, you move faster. You're more powerful. You're more clear. But it takes planning, everybody. And in that planning, documentation is the key to eliminating the mistakes in your marketing. I get it. Everybody wants to move fast. It's like sail the ship, build it while we're sailing. And I agree. You can't be on. And I guess I'm speaking in extremities, right? You can't be on one extreme where all you do is execute. There's no planning. Your planning is execution. Honestly, that's where I see most people. But then you can't be on the other side where all you're doing is planning. Hey, I'm going to plan to do this. Oh, something changed. Let's not launch yet. Let's plan to do this. At some point, you got to get it out. You just have to get it out and then fix it on the fly. But that's always going to be the case. There's no level of planning that is not going to require adjustments to be made. It's just not a reality. Okay. But what I'm saying is some of you are not taking the time to plan out your marketing. If right now, if I were to instruct somebody who was starting a business, where should they invest money? Previously, if you'd asked me a few years back, I would have said in a landing page tool and in a CRM. In fact, I may be on a podcast. I may be on record saying that. Well, I've matured, everybody. I done growed up. I've grown. What I would say now is if you're going to pay money, pay somebody who can help you strategically plan and map out your marketing. Solve those issues early. And you're only going to be able to do so much as a new company, right? Because you don't know enough. But you're an established company looking to do more automation. Invest in the strategic planning and mapping. And guess what? You'll thank me later. You will. And I welcome that. However you want to thank me, whether it's an email, post on social media, whatever. But trust me that what I'm telling you, the difference in what you're going to learn from me on this podcast and what you'll learn out in the field of marketing is that these are proven practices over time, which means they can stand the test of time. You do these things over time, it will produce the right result. But you can't grow weary of doing what I'm instructing you. You do it. Time is on your side. You just keep executing. I've got it mapped out. Now that I have it mapped out, is this really what I want to do? Now, when I go to implementation, my implementation is cheaper. And I'm clear on what it needs to produce. Right? So I can easily hire and fire the right technology if it's not producing the right thing. And if we piggyback off the previous podcast where I talked about the significant six, I have a map for every system. I can visually see what is happening in every system. Level number two, if you're in one of my programs in any capacity, you have a workbook that does the 12-month tracking for you. So you have it mapped out and you're tracking it every month. There is no, listen, everybody, I feel like I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom right now. There's going to be some marketing consultants that's charging top dollar that are, they'll probably be angry at me right now. Like, Chris, these are my secrets. Stop it. They can take it and run with it. It's true. You do these things over time. Prove me wrong. I've never seen it. This is 100% everybody. It's just like gravity. You jump, you will come down. Haven't seen somebody float away yet. Okay. So with that being said, I hope that what I taught you today is going to change your fundamental approach to marketing. And now that you understand what it takes to make less mistakes, please adhere to what I've outlined in this podcast. I want you to think about that one person who needs to hear this, who has spent thousands of dollars on implementation and didn't get what they desired, or who is a person that has all these landing pages, sales pages, 10 products and is not selling anything, right? These are all signs that they don't know how to market and they don't have a strategic plan for their marketing. And if that's true, I know they haven't mapped out their marketing. So there's no documentation for their marketing, but they're moving fast. Who's that one person? Some of you may have more than one, but whoever that one person is, I want you to share this specific podcast with them and just tell them, hey, can you take 30 minutes and listen to this? This is because I care. Serious. Some of you, it's the CEO that you're working with. Hey, I need you to listen to this. Some of them is your implementer. Some of them is your business partner. Maybe it's a spouse. Whoever that is, think of that person. Think of that person and share this with them if you find value. And again, make sure you're subscribed and leave a 5-star rating and review. It helps get the word out. I am getting so many great accolades of appreciation for these podcasts. It's my fuel. So if you want to access this podcast and the show notes in any capacity, you can do that at automationbridge.com/podcast. And until the next episode, automate responsibly, my friends.